Welcome to Sock Talk, episode 2. This is Deidre.
And this is Lisa.
Welcome back.
So we've tried doing this like 10 times already with this stupid recording. And that's because we're at the mall right now. And people keep walking by, even though the mall is closed. People are trying to sweep the floors and shit. And stupid Bath and Body Works apparently has some big ass sale, and they're gonna be open till like 6 o'clock because people keep walking in there and coming out with these big bags of shit, even though the mall closed 9 minutes ago.
That was a big bag that lady walked by with. Like, I was like, what is in that? Candles.
On top of candles. Her house is gonna smell awesome.
It smells like a terrible, depending on how you feel about Bath and Body Works.
You got some pine trees and some coconuts. And
is it organic though? Probably not.
Who knows all the chemicals she's breathing
in? Oh, totally.
Because they say candles are bad for you, and like air fresheners, you're not supposed to be using that.
Nope.
That's why my house smells like a dog.
Is that why?
That's it.
Is that why?
I don't have a dog, but it smells. Yeah, I do have a dog.
Here's a guy closing his gates again. Calm down, sir.
We could just talk about people closing down the stores in the mall.
Seriously.
Locking that AT&T shit up.
About time.
Right? It's 10 minutes past. You were supposed to be closed at 5.
Let me talk to your manager.
Oh, no, we're going to open it back up and go back inside.
He forgot his phone in AT&T.
Oh, no, someone's coming in. No, they're leaving. Oh. No, they're coming into the mall. What?
Oh, we're going to find out soon enough.
On the next episode.
On the next episode. Let's see what happens at the mall.
So maybe we should talk about something unrelated to the mall.
Well, I listened to our last episode. And
me too.
I came to the realization that I need a speech therapist. Because I do not pronunciate my words. And I say things without long O, like both. So if any speech therapist wants to sponsor our podcast right now,
please.
That
I
would be great.
I could use some help.
Yeah.
I think it's a North Dakota thing, though. Sign us the F up, right?
Seriously. We don't need this North Dakota, Minnesota, Canada accent.
Don't you know?
It could just go away right now.
We're done.
We're done with that.
We wear all black all day, every day. We're sophisticated individuals. We don't need this North Dakota accent dragging us down.
We look all sophisticated and classy and edgy, and then we open our mouths and look what happens.
Blah, 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 redneck. Like those people you saw at the bar last night.
You would have to bring that up.
Tell us about them. Tell us about the classic North Dakota couple you saw.
Oh, you know, just maybe drenched in mediocrity is the best way to put it. But I don't want to sound too judgy, though.
She's not judgy.
I am not judgy. Yes, I am. Like, I'm very judgmental.
She's not a diva. She's just high maintenance.
Just high maintenance. That's all I really am. But no, sitting in a bar here, I just realize I need to move. This is just like not my scene.
Tonight.
No,
let's pack tonight.
Literally, I was ready to pack my bags at that bar. Like, I was like, let's load things up in the car right now.
Why am I playing bingo right now?
Exactly. I didn't even win. Like, it was just a terrible. I was one away from winning, by the way.
Shut up.
In case you didn't know.
Isn't that how bingo works?
Is it though?
In blackout bingo?
Is
everybody's like, no. I had 10 left.
But I had 1 left. Okay, Lisa, 1.
Aww.
But what did you do for New Year's Eve since you weren't with me?
But I think you already know. But let's talk about it again as
exactly.
Somebody else walks by. I had the stomach flu. And it's as funny as it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It does sound like a good time. I'm sorry I missed out.
No better way. I want to ring in the new year. Although, I feel like last night it wasn't so much stomach flu as more anxiety.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Anxiety.
It's like, oh, 2018, anxiety.
What am I doing with my life?
Oh, you want to have a great year? Well, sorry, you're
How
not.
How old am I going to be this year? What?
Anxiety. Oh, you want to go and have fun with your friends? Anxiety.
I would much rather just sit here with my dog and hide under the blankets right now.
you know what? That was probably a lot better than going to that stupid bar and not that's winning bingo.
That's probably the worst bar you could have been to if you're having a bar experience here. Hey, I want to go out and drink. Let's go there.
Well, no. And then on the last round, they were selling these bingo cards again for like $5 per bingo card. Boy. And I was like, and he came up to me and he's like, oh, do you want another bingo card? And I was like, no, I'm done losing. Thank you. And then he did laugh at my joke. And I was like, well, maybe we can be friends now. Maybe, just maybe.
Maybe I don't judge you for working here anymore.
Maybe you're slightly above mediocre.
You know, she's really not a bad person, though. She's kind of sounding like a little judgy, perhaps.
Just a little bit.
But I never realized, though, until our trip to Colorado, which we're just going to reference because that's our only reference point.
It's our origin story. It's our origin story.
That's when, I mean, we were really good friends at that time, but that's when we became best friends.
Exactly. No going back at this point. Jump out of a plane together, you just stay together.
Right? New hashtag right there. But no, I never realized the kind of high maintenance vibes you give off when we were eating out. I was like, oh, I didn't know this about Deidre.
In referencing what? On what specific occasion?
Well, asking for water with no ice and a straw. I mean, that other time was my birthday dinner with that guy I'm thinking of.
This is true.
They're caramelized onions. Yes, tell that story.
So we went ahead and ordered this unbelievable elk burger that I had previously. And I could have sworn that my other burger in the past had literally caramelized onions on it. Like, the menu had suggested caramelized onions on the elk burger. So we're eating this dry ass burger. And we were like, something's missing from this burger. Like, why is it tasting so bland?
What am I dipping my fries into?
And so I was just like, there was a sauce on this plate, and I was dipping my burger in there. I was dipping my fries in there because everything was so dry.
And then drinking the water.
And then, yeah, drinking that water, no ice, out of my straw. And then we were like, what is missing? The caramelized onions. So, you know, the waiter comes by. He's like, you know, how's everything going? And I was sitting there eating my fries with this dip. And I was like, you know, mid-mouth having this fry up. And I said, you know what, sir? I thought this burger was supposed to have caramelized onions. And he's like, it's in the sauce that you're eating right now.
Oh. Best part of this story is, so he leaves, and then we're like joking around about it.
Of course.
And I rev up Deidre pretty well her sarcasm and her jokes.
It escalates quickly.
It does. Everybody thinks you're so nice till I'm around, exactly. And then that's when the bashing comes
up. And it falls apart.
But he's coming up, and he's reaching out to refill my water glass, and then...
And I didn't realize he was there, and I was essentially mocking him. And being like, here's your caramelized onions.
And she had a whole little charade, like, dumping them on the plate.
I really wish you could see my animation right now. But anyway, continue.
And he's, like, reaching ever so slowly for my glass. And she's like, here's your caramelized onions. And he's, like, just acts very professional, though. And I'm, like, laughing. And I'm, like,
crying
oh, my
into your
God.
Napkin.
As I usually do with you. It's cry true. Into my napkin. Laugh until my stomach hurts like it hurts right now. And I'm, like, wow, he must think you're a
real
bitch.
Nice lady.
Yeah. And then you're, like, oh, he's probably going to do a Yelp review about me. How great of a customer I am.
Thank goodness no one has invented an app for reviewing people yet.
I would be reviewing the shit out of so many people.
Oh my gosh, me too. Yeah,
obviously you would at the bar last night.
Oh my gosh. I would be searching for all those people's profiles and leaving some pretty...
Wear clothes that fit. Brr, 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 brr.
Maybe hold yourself a little bit better in your posture.
But I suppose we're running short on time.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
Eventually we have to figure out this time thing.
We haven't even talked about my mom yet.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Okay, well, stay tuned for next time.
Episode 3 next week.
Good night.
Bye-bye.